This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with the feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashvani, Mr. Modi said that social security is one of the biggest coverages in the world, as around 95 crore people of the country are getting the benefit of some or the other social security schemes.
हाल ही में इंटरनेशनल लेबर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन ILO की बड़ी अहम रिपोर्ट आई है। इस रिपोर्ट में कहा गया है कि भारत की 64% से ज्यादा आबादी को अब कोई न कोई सोशल प्रोटेक्शन बेनिफिट जरूर मिल रहा है। सामाजिक सुरक्षा ये दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी कवरेज में से एक है। आज देश के लगभग 95 करोड़ लोग किसी ना किसी सोशल सिक्योरिटी योजना का लाभ पा रहे हैं। भारत में स्वास्थ्य से लेकर सामाजिक सुरक्षा तक हर क्षेत्र में देश सैचुरेशन की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहा है।
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह हैज रूल आउट टॉक्स विद द माओवेस्ट होल्डिंग वेपन्स। एड्रेसिंग अ किसान सम्मेलन एट निजामाबाद इन तेलंगाना, ही सेड देयर कैनॉट बी एनी टॉक्स विद दोज हू किल ट्राइबल्स, पुलिसमैन एंड सिक्योरिटी पर्सनल। The Home Minister asked the left-wing extremists to give up arms and join the national mainstream. He reiterated the center's resolve to make India free of Maoists by March 31st, 2026.
सारे लोग हथियार छोड़ दो और सरेंडर करो, मगर सरेंडर नहीं करेंगे तो हमने तय किया है 31 मार्च 2026 के पहले इस देश से नक्सलवाद को हम समाप्त कर देंगे। हमारी सरकार का नीति है जिनके हाथ में हथियार है उनसे कोई बातचीत नहीं होगी।
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू विल बी ऑन अ टू डे विजिट टू उत्तर प्रदेश बिगिनिंग टुडे। शी विल ग्रेस द 11th कॉन्वोकेशन सेरेमनी ऑफ द इंडियन वेटरनरी रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूट एट बरेली। On the same day, the President will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur. Tomorrow, President Murmu will inaugurate the Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University at Gorakhpur. Maharashtra government has withdrawn its three-language policy for schools. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai yesterday on the eve of the monsoon session of the state legislature, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said that the state cabinet has decided to withdraw two government orders on the implementation of the three-language policy. He also announced the formation of a committee headed by educationist Narendra Jadhav to suggest the way forward on the language policy. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has issued a notice to 89 institutions across the country, including 4 IITs, 3 IIMs and Aligarh Muslim University, for failing to comply with anti-ragging regulations. As per the UGC Regulations on Ragging 2009, every institution affiliated with the UGC is required to submit compliance undertaking and anti-ragging undertakings from students. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a three-day official visit to the United States from today at the invitation of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to participate in the upcoming Quad Foreign Ministers meeting scheduled to be held tomorrow. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog has cast serious doubt on the claims that recent U.S. airstrikes obliterated in Iran's nuclear program. In an interview to a TV channel, Director General of International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, said that Tehran still retains the capacity to resume uranium enrichment within months. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places of Jharkhand today and isolated heavy rainfall over Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till the 5th of July. According to IMD, similar conditions are going to prevail over Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. In the FIH Pro League, the Indian women's hockey team suffered the 8th consecutive defeat, losing 2-3 to China in Berlin last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.